You're listening to a DM podcast.
Because honestly, traveling the world and performing, oh my God, that would be a dream come true. That would be the most fulfilling life I could ever think of. Traveling and performing your whole life, that kind of life would be to die for. I would love that myself. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Mr. A Plus. And I hope all of you are doing well. I'm not sure if any of you know about this, but you're about to. I became a fan of an animated film released back in 2005 when I was 11. That film is Madagascar, done by DreamWorks. The reason why I was a fan of this particular film is because it's centered around animals, which is fitting enough. The film was successful to the point where two sequels followed in 2008 and 2012. I grew out of those films several years ago because I realized they are more suitable for people under 10 years of age. I recently got back into only one of those films, the one released in 2012, as that year was particularly memorable for me. This film is Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted.
Remember, we just lay low.
Just until the heat dies down.
We're invisible.
Marty?
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, circus, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, Afro circus, Afro circus, Afro, polka-dot, Afro.
Really?
Move it! I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to move it.
I'm going to share my thoughts of you and why I really enjoy this film out of all three films in this particular franchise. These are my thoughts. In the first film, it starts at the Central Park Zoo in New York City, and it centers on four animals from Africa: Alex the lion, Marty the zebra, Melman the giraffe, and Gloria the hippopotamus. Marty, however, grew bored with life and comfort in the zoo and longed to experience life in the wild because they lived in the zoo their entire lives. And then Marty decided to escape the zoo to take a train to Connecticut in the hopes of being able to run free and then be back in the morning. But his friends, Alex, Melman, and Gloria, decided to go after him because they believed he was making a huge mistake. They rendezvoused at Grand Central Station, where they were surrounded by police officers. The next day, the animals were tranquilized and shipped over to a wildlife reserve in Africa because the Central Park Zoo was under pressure from animal rights activists. And so, basically, the first film centers on those four animals, then their adventures begin very soon after this. Their first adventure takes them to the island of Madagascar off the coast of Africa. And then, 4 years later, in 2012, in the third film, their next adventure takes them to Europe, where they find themselves traveling with a circus while attempting to get back. But they are soon discovered by a relentless animal control officer named Chantel Dubois, who becomes determined to add Alex's head to her taxidermy collection. Honestly, these are my thoughts on taxidermies. The idea of having animal heads on a wall is horrifying and just plain revolting, and overall, vulgar. Some people enjoy collecting those things, which is fine, but personally, I would never do it. Because animals should be alive, not be used as trophies, let alone kept as trophies. And anyway, the third film contains a number of new characters. Aside from Chantel Dubois, the animal control officer, in the circus, there are numerous animals There's Vitaly, a Siberian tiger, voiced by Bryan Cranston, with a Russian accent, which is fitting because Siberian tigers are found in Russia. Gia, a jaguar, is voiced by Jessica Chastain with an Italian accent. Stefano, a sea lion, voiced by Martin Short with an Italian accent, are all just charming additions to this franchise. And King Julian fell in love with a brown bear named Sonia, which I do find a little bit confusing and surprising, because I don't see how a lemur and a bear could ever be a match, which is weird, but all right. Anyway, Alex and his friends lied to the circus animals that they were circus animals themselves to hide from the police when their plane crash-landed in somewhere in France in a train yard. Stefano told Alex and his friends that they were heading to Rome, Italy, for circus performance, and then they would go to London, where an American promoter would watch them perform and then give them an American tour contract. But however, the first performance in Rome went terribly. It all went wrong, and the audience demanded their money back. So basically, Alex, his friends, and the whole circus had to get back on the circus train and head off to London for their next performance. In addition, the performance in Rome was not only terrible, but also kind of funny at the same time. Stefano is just a very funny character, honking circus horns that sounded awful and using the Heimlich maneuver on himself to let out some balls that he accidentally swallowed. He's just a funny character. On the way to London, Stefano met up with Alex and told him the history of the circus. I'm actually about to do an impression of Stefano, which contains an Italian accent. I admit that I'm not very talented with accents, but I can certainly try. And this is what he said to Alex about their history with the circus.
I know you think we are a stinky poopy circus, but there is something you must know. There was a time when Circus Arcosa, we were a great circus. Numero uno in all of the Europe. And Vitaly, he was the biggest star of us all. He was fearless, taking risks, always anew, he'd jump through the hoop like he could fly.
And then the camera shows the glory days of the circus, where Vitaly did a stunt performance where he would fly through hoops. And each performance went on, he requested that the hoop become smaller. And he would always use olive oil as a lubricant. The audience loved Vitaly's act because it was physically impossible, as nobody had ever done it before. And yes, it is physically impossible when you think about it. And as each performance he gives continues, the hoop gets smaller and smaller until the hoop he was using was like the size of a ring. He made a mistake by requesting that the hoop be lit by fire. Unfortunately, he coated himself with extra virgin olive oil, and you can tell what happened next. Yep, you guessed it. As Vitaly tried to give the hoop performance, his fur caught fire, but Stefano managed to put him out with a fire extinguisher. As Stefano said in the film, extra virgin olive oil is extra flammable. I'm not sure if that's entirely true, but it's something that I could look into. Following that disastrous performance, Vitaly lost everything. His wife, who ran off with a musician, he lost his dignity, his fame, his passion, and his fur. And then when his fur grew back, was no longer soft. It felt more like a prickly beard. And then from that day on, Vitaly's only passion was eating borscht. Borscht is a soup made from beetroots. I've never actually had the soup, so I can't really judge if it's good or not. So when he lost his passion, the entire circus suffered as a result and remained in a rut ever since. That is, until Alex and his friends came along. Alex requested the train make a stop in the Alps and gave the whole circus an inspiring speech about reinventing the circus. And he convinced the entire circus that they should do come up with a new passion and make their act an all-animal circus and to restore their former glory, where the animals would find various different acts with some improvisation. All the animals were inspired by Alex's speech and jumped on board with his idea, all except Vitaly, as he was still skeptical of him at the time. But at least the other animals were willing to give him a chance and rediscover their passions for their acts. Because like Alex said, circus is not about the acts you do. Circus is about following your passions wherever they may take you. Because if you're going to deliver a great performance, you must have passion. You have to believe in it. You have to enjoy the work you do. Because if you don't have passion in your act, then you're going to deliver a bad performance. So what's the point of delivering a great performance if you don't have passion? So I actually agree with Alex myself, personally. In fact, the idea of an all-animal circus, I was actually enthralled by the idea. But unfortunately, this is fiction, not reality. But also at the same time, Chantal Dubois is a very relentless woman who is so determined to add Alex's head to her taxidermy collection that she kept following their trail. She apparently has the sense of smell of a bloodhound by smelling animal musk. I don't see how that's possible, but then again, in the world of animation, anything is possible. As all the animals boarded the train, Vitaly got into his own boxcar of the train, went to his cupboard of hoops, opened it, and looked at them, and he had a flashback to that fateful day where his fur caught fire, so he got cold feet. It's so traumatizing when something horrible can warp your mind in something like that. As the circus managed to make their way to London, and as they were preparing for their performance, Alex found out through Stefano, who was crying at the time, that Vitaly was going to quit the circus. So Alex decided to talk to Vitaly himself. Alex then told Vitaly a metaphor, saying, "I got a good left foot, but without my right foot, I can't walk." Only for Vitaly to retort by saying, "You get fake foot, then you walk." Vitaly has a Russian accent, as I mentioned earlier. But Alex then reminded him that he doesn't want a fake foot. But this is only a figure of speech, actually. And he tried to get Vitaly to embrace doing his act again, but also reminding him that while he gave up on himself, his friends didn't give up on him, which is actually a good thing. So that leaves the question, why should you give up on yourself if your friends and family don't give up on you? Alex then asked him, "Are you just going to turn your back on them and sit and eat borscht for the rest of your life? Or are you going to get out there and jump through that tiny little hoop?" Alex was basically asking him if he was just going to continue spending his life running away from his problems or face the past by reattempting the stunt. Vitaly then said to him that it's impossible. Alex then reminded him that his stunt performance, jumping through hoops, was always physically impossible, which is the reason why the audience loved it so much. I certainly knew what he was trying to tell him. Then, in that moment, Vitaly remembered that's why he enjoyed the performance so much. Because he managed to do the impossible when nobody else ever could. And then proclaimed, I was once a brave tiger. And if I go down in flames, so be it. That was an impression of Vitaly when he realized why he loved doing the stunt performance and that he could do it again. And then Alex gave him hair conditioner to use as a safer lubricant. And so Vitaly opened the circus's performance by doing that, repeating that same stunt with a tiny hoop that was the size of a ring. It was lit on fire, as he requested. And just before he made the jump, he applied a bottle full of hair conditioner as a lubricant, which is the opposite of olive oil. Hair conditioner is not flammable. And so he successfully made the performance of jumping through that tiny little hoop. And this time his fur didn't catch fire and his fur became soft again, which reignited Vitaly's confidence in himself and the circus. And then immediately following that was a spectacular, epic performance by the entire circus in London to the tune of one of Katy Perry's songs called Firework, which is a pretty catchy and entertaining song, if you ask me. They even managed to impress the American promoter, who then signs them an American tour contract, which means that Alex and his friends getting back to New York City was as good as done, or should I say, as good as possible. But then, in that moment, Alex found himself feeling torn between his friends and the circus. Unfortunately, the happy moment was interrupted by the arrival of Dubois, who then tried to take Alex and kill him and take his head for her taxidermy collection. But the penguins managed to get rid of her fellow animal control officers, by shooting them out of the circus through a cannon. It also happens that Chantal Dubois was holding a document that was an article saying famous Central Park zoo lion still missing, with a photo of Alex from the zoo, which was found by Gia the jaguar. It revealed to the entire circus that Alex and his friends were never circus animals, but were just zoo animals trying to get home. The circus understandably felt betrayed and deceived, and that a lot of the things that Alex said about him being a circus animal turned out to be false. So the circus ejected Alex and his friends. But even though they lied to me, it was kind of a white lie. I mean, sure, they weren't circus animals, but you learn as you go. Julian broke up with Sonia because he wanted to rule New York, which is very strange because a lemur can't rule a city full of humans. So Alex, his friends, and the circus all arrived in New York at the same time as each other, but on different boats. But just before the circus could start their first American performance, they realized that they would never go back to the way they used to be. The way it used to be isn't the way it was, and the circus would never be the same without Alex and his friends. Yeah, because they seem to have become fast friends with one another. In fact, Gia couldn't perform without Alex, and Stefano could not do his canon act without Marty either. So Gia and Stefano were left without their partners. At the same time, Alex and his friends made their way back to the Central Park Zoo, the place where the whole story of the franchise began back in 2005. They were looking through the gates of the zoo, only to realize that their adventures in Madagascar, Africa, and the circus changed them too much to want to return to captivity. And they then quickly realize that their true home is with the circus, which is actually really true. Because as Alex and his friends quoted to each other, out there in the world, we were really living. Oh yes, they were. In the zoo, they were just existing for the people of New York's sake. Marty exclaimed that he never felt so alive in their adventures. And I understand where he's coming from, because when you're stuck in the one place your whole life, you're not really living and you don't feel like you're alive. You feel like you're staying there for somebody else's happiness. Alex then said to his friends, when we were with the circus, we were already home. I only wish we realized that sooner. In fact, I actually wish that myself as a viewer of the film. When Alex and his friends decided that they will return to the circus and make things right by telling them how wrong they were, they were ambushed by Chantel Dubois and her animal control officers with tranquilizer darts. And then the zookeepers of the Central Park Zoo discovered the animals and Dubois and incorrectly believed that she was returning the animals. But she also had a saw with her, which she hid from view. Alex, Marty, Mel, and Gloria were tranquilized. King Julian had a tranquilizer dart as well, but in his state, he staggered back to the circus and reunited with Sonia. The penguins discovered the tranquilizer dart in Julian's tail and then immediately realized that Alex and his friends were ambushed. Then the circus decided to take action and rescue Alex and his friends because they realized that they are their friends, in spite of the fact that they lied to them about being circus animals. But I do admit that sometimes white lies can cause some harm if they're discovered. When Alex and his friends woke up in the zoo, they were back in their old enclosures, but now they're surrounded by high fences. And Alex was once again presented to the zoo audience that even had several banners, one of them saying, "Welcome home, Alex." From what I saw in that moment, it didn't look like they were home. It looked like they were back in prison. Chantel Dubois was also given reward money of $1 million, but instead she tore it up. That is a very foolish move. Anyone would take $1 million. I certainly would, and I would put it straight into the bank. That's what I would do with it. And when she was talking to the audience, she secretly prepared a poison dart to kill Alex so she could get his head. But before the poison dart could hit Alex, he was rescued by the circus animals, who then recreated their performance into a flying circus. And so all four of them were rescued. But before they could leave the zoo, Stefano was stranded, and the circus animals, in their improvised performance, took down Dubois' animal control officers and then started attacking her, by which she was then ricocheted into another building of the zoo. At this point, that's where she loses her entire sanity. And everything that Alex lied ultimately came true. This is the ending of the whole story. Alex and his friends permanently joined the circus, which for me was very satisfying to watch, because by joining the circus permanently, it seems one thing became clear to me. Alex and his friends definitely were at home a lot more than they were in the zoo, because honestly, traveling the world and performing, Oh my God, that would be a dream come true. That would be the most fulfilling life I could ever think of. Traveling and performing your whole life? Oh, that kind of life would be to die for. I would love that myself. I highly recommend watching this film if you guys haven't seen it. It's a very enjoyable film done by DreamWorks. Probably the best one in the Madagascar franchise. I just really, really love this film. Well, everyone, it has been an absolute honor reviewing Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, to all of you today. I hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode. So, for now, I'm going to sign off. But I will be back again soon with another episode. So, in the meantime, take care of yourselves, stay safe, and most importantly, keep it cool. Mr. A+, signing off for now.